All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. Oh, wrong one. There you go.
San Gagne just tied a record with 8 points in the game.
This is Sam Gagne, and you're listening to the Real Life Podcast.
Gagne, oh, what a move! What a win for the Oilers!
Real Life Podcast brought to you by DuraGuard. If you're looking for a trusted professional fence company in Alberta that can do it all, count on DuraGuard Fence. For 37 years, they've been offering manufacturing, installing, and repair services, as well as a whole range of do-it-yourself solutions. Highly trained, experienced fence installers. If you want to find them more or even get a quote, go to DuraGuardFence.ca. Playoff edition of the podcast. And with that, we're fired up. Cowboy Chris is in the mix.
Let's go.
That is loud. We have our window open right now to make sure it stays nice and cool in here. People outside definitely heard that.
Oh, yeah.
They definitely heard that.
Playoff times. Everybody, they get it. The excitement is palpable.
We're all just killing 6 hours.
It's just
the longest day of my life.
It is a weird day. Hey, you're just straight up counting down the minutes, and we got to wait all the way until 8 o'clock. Love it. Super late.
Puck drop.
Probably. Is it 8:30? I think it's a Sportsnet game. It might be earlier. Anyways.
Okay. No,
I think the Vancouver game last night started on time, I think.
Yeah, I think it was close.
I'd say I was watching.
I'll buy it if I see it.
Anyways, we buried the lead a little bit here because we have a couple of special guests joining us in studio. You know, it's playoff time when all your friends from out of town are coming by as well. The Utah boys, Golden Low Bro, join us. What's up, boys?
Hey, how are we doing, guys? Thanks for having us.
Well, this is when I say you, I mean the audience hear us talk about the Utah boys a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And now they get to join us on the show, which is great. You've seen them in content. Their Kennedy just launched her sizzle video,
yep.
Playoff hype video, if you will.
They're in it.
Mm-hmm. The Utah boys are like the Santa Clauses of the nation. Every time they come with gifts.
Oh,
gifts, bearing gifts, things for the office. Bling. And they're always handmade. Well thought out. This isn't just stuff they buy. This is something from the heart.
They're makers.
I would say they are makers.
Makers.
Thank you.
Just like you're a gardener.
Oh, I like these ones. They say live, laugh, La Bamba on them. Oh, that's dope.
Buddy. That's the mantra.
Live, laugh, La Bamba.
It's a state of mind.
Playoff edition, baby.
Playoff edition. This is because you guys came up last year for the playoffs too, right? Or was that 2 years ago? I saw you guys at
playoff.
Two years ago, I saw you guys there.
You guys were right beside the penalty box. And I remember Jay and I were at the game together, and part of the fun we had was watching you two be menaces at the penalty box.
I talked a lot of shit, and I was very, very hoarse after that.
I bet you were.
What are some go-to lines that you got for next to the penalty box?
Oh, man. I just,
you bum. You suck, you bum.
You bum.
You know, it's
your classic.
I took every opportunity to remind them of the score. Because they had not scored.
Scoreboard's a classic.
I don't think they did score, and we just blew them out of the water.
Oh, that is great. Game. You guys got in on
5-0 there, so we were counting down 5-1-5, I believe.
Getting their other people in the area to count down with us.
How many goals are we up by?
That's in
one,
the
two,
yeah. Three. That's like ball five.
Six goals.
Oh, there goes the laptop. That's like in baseball, the best chant ever is when a guy walks on four balls and then the next pitch to the next batter is a ball and people go ball five and the whole crowd then yells ball six if there's another one. Yeah. I've seen it a couple of times. It's electric.
Nation Dan's a huge fan of that one.
Yeah, he does.
Like, he's good at ball. Are you okay?
No, as you know, I'm in shambles, but I'll have more on that in a second. Keep going with your conversation.
No, that's about it.
Well, I can tell you a little bit why Tyler's in shambles. I just did an ONE with him live from Sherwood Ford, the Giant.
Your eyes look like.
And all of us had headsets, but mine didn't work. No one could hear me, so I just... But-
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Steal a headshot off everyone's head so I can say stuff. I felt like, I think I can say it on this podcast. Can I say it on this podcast?
I don't know.
I
don't care. Sure.
But I can say this word on the show.
Always.
I felt like I was a cuck.
Oh, you did get cucked.
I was sitting.
That's one of my favorite words, actually.
I was sitting and watching these two perform.
Yeah.
With one another.
So that's frazzled me. Also, I thought so I got back from my trip on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, went to the grand opening show at Power Sports and Marine Electric.
Yeah.
And I sat down. I said, okay, Tyler, you haven't worked a lot over the last 4 days. Time to dial it in. So I pulled up my laptop, started doing things. Jay was like, hey, Utah boys, we should get them on a pod. I'm like, that is a great idea. So I reach out to Goat, say, hey, we'd love to have you guys on an episode of Real Life. We're recording tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Swing by, dog patch, have a beer. We'll do a pod, all that. I also then put in the Real Life group chat, hey guys, Utah boys are joining us on the pod tomorrow. Said all this on Saturday, Jay.
So you like that none of us acknowledged you?
Nothing. No one.
Yeah. I knew you meant Monday.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 They didn't.
Oh, that's
oh, right. Oh no.
Oh, he's sending me a text
back. Oh no.
I said, I'm a dog. I'm like, that's sweet, man. I'm like, I just hope chilling with my daughter.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, okay.
Oh, cool. I understand.
Now you're, yeah.
And you're too nice that you didn't want to say, well, where are you? Like, get your ass.
Yeah. So they messaged me.
I messaged. I'm like,
coming for lunch.
We're here.
Oh,
and he didn't see it right away. And I'm like, Oh, shit. Maybe they're angry with us. And
no, quite the opposite.
Never be.
So then I think I messaged just the Oilers Nation account through the Instas. And hey, we're Dog Patch. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, and headquarters is there. I'm like,
yeah, nope, yeah. I know that. Yep, supposed to do a podcast right now.
Well, so mentally, you wonder why I think it was because you sent that late at night and I woke up to that message.
So are you saying that if one of us would have clued into that we don't have a pod tomorrow, made a joke about it, hey, you know the pod's Monday, right? Then you would have in turn remembered that you set these guys up.
Maybe
for
so. I also did the same thing with DFO Live.
Trying to make it our fault?
No. I'm not. I'm taking full responsibility.
I'm trying to find that out right now. Let's get to the bottom of this.
There's some passive aggressiveness.
That's how I felt.
I swear, I am owning this harder than I've ever owned anything in my life. Like it is totally my fuck up. Saturday felt like a Sunday to me, and I was sitting there getting ready for the week, and I was like, all right, I booked a guest for DFO Live, and they're like, we're doing Sunday. I was like, oh, no, that makes no sense. I'm a mess right now. I'm totally a mess.
Because you avoided the grind the last couple games of the season.
Can I ask a question, please, about the trip? Did you use all four tickets?
Oh, good question.
I did not.
Okay, what did we do?
Well, so I was like, okay.
Did you sell your mom's ticket?
No, I didn't sell my mom's
ticket. Did you sell your ticket and get a press pass?
I couldn't sell my ticket. The prices dropped hard. They were selling like $1,300 a ticket for a while. And then by the time Frank got back to me, he was like, hey, your press pass is good. You're confirmed. I was like, okay, I put it on StubHub and I looked. I'm like, these things are going for like $350.
Well, why did you sell them for $300?
Because I wanted to try to make my money back on the whole deal or a little
you
bit
spent
more.
More than $300?
I spent $300 Canadian on those tickets.
You couldn't get $300 USD.
They were selling for $300 US?
Yeah, they're selling for $300. So I put them out for $350 and they didn't sell.
Oh, okay, so you tried.
Classic case of... If you would have known you had a press pass when they were actually valuable, you could have listed them then, but you didn't know you were.
You're a gambler. Should have rolled the dice, being like, I know I'm getting my pass.
Yeah. You know, Frank was going to come through.
So now you had four tickets and a press pass.
Yeah.
For four people.
Well, but also I got my press pass on the day of the game and you could tell the Coyotes PR was just like doing Frank a solid because they just jammed me in between two spots.
So like I was standing in the press box. So after the first period, I was like, well,
where, like whereabouts press box, quote unquote.
Oh, it's just the standing section at the top of the section. Like yeah,
I was talking to that guy from the newspaper.
Yeah. Yeah, it was there. So it's basically like bar rail at the top of the only section in the arena. So after the first period, I was like jammed in between two people. And I was like, well, no one's enjoying this. I just went and sat in my seat.
So people aren't supposed to wear jerseys or anything like that in a press box.
I was just wearing a sweater.
But you would have worn your jersey if you were just sitting in general admission?
Yeah, so I didn't get to wear my jersey at the game, which was unfortunate.
Did you guys help with the whiteout?
Yep. We all wore white.
Yeah.
Everyone, like my parents and Amber both packed like white Oilers shirts.
Yeah. How was the atmosphere in there? It seemed like, you know what? At the cost of us losing a game, it was a game that didn't mean anything
you
to
knew
us.
We were losing that game.
We knew it. Totally it. I mean, it was the writing was on the wall. You know, it was kind of good to give them that one last win in their building.
Bet everything in my account. I don't know why. I just bet some. I should have went all in. You knew it was going
to
win.
So it was really awkward because the organization didn't want to acknowledge it. They were just treating it like normal fan appreciation night to end the year.
See you next season.
Yeah. Like, thanks for another great year at Mullet Arena, everyone. Woo. Yeah,
pretty amazing PR with those guys.
Yeah. And so the night was just like Coyotes fans trying to start chants. And then as they would, like the music would be kind of louder. It felt like in the next like stoppage in play, like almost like they were like, don't let them do anything like this. And I was even surprised some of the people that got signs in were able to get signs in.
One kind of signs we see.
There was one that had, so it had like three rows of three pictures and it was all like legendary Coyotes. And it said like, thank you for all. Then the middle picture was Morello and it was not you. For the amazing memories. They got a couple owner sucks chants off in there, but it was an awkward night. And then at the end, as you walked out, they had like an impromptu locker room sale where it was just like all their shit, just like on tables with price tags on it. Like they were selling the jerseys that were used for like NHL rookie photo shoots. Like jerseys where the name bar said NHL player number 88. They were selling everything.
Surprised you didn't scoop one of those.
I should have, honestly. I kind of regret it. And then as you were walking out, they just had like bins of giveaways and they were just giving people stuff as you walked out.
What'd you get?
I got a sunshade that goes on your car.
Cool. Nice.
And I was like,
those are so valuable there.
I was like, well, I'm not bringing that back to Canada. So I put them in the garbage, which is what I feel like they kind of wanted me to do with it. It was awkward, but anyway,
throw this away.
It was awkward at the end of the game when all the players were standing at center and you could tell that the like general manager and all the front of the house staff were trying to like organize, but the players didn't really, I think, know what was going on. Yeah. So it was just sort of awkward. They're all just kind of standing around, but they ended up taking a pretty cool picture. I got to admit, it was a big one.
And then it was shirts off their back night. So the players went after and gave all their jerseys to like season ticket holders, which was cool. But again, they were doing that anyways. But they're off to become the Utah somethings, which is interesting to have you guys on the pod today to talk about it. So where do you guys come out on this? Like, what is your excitement level considering you are the most diehard of diehard Oilers fans, but now you're going to have a team in your own backyard?
We better not be losing you guys.
Oh, no. No. Oh, no. No, not at all. Loyal to the oil.
All right.
Till I die.
Just getting that out of the way first. You know,
yeah, I'm still going to be an Oilers fan. I'm going to support just because I love hockey and I want to see it grow. And I just think it's a good opportunity in Salt Lake for that to happen.
Well, because when we saw you in Arizona in February, you basically have our next nation vacation already planned out.
I've got ideas. Yes. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I just want to make it fun for you boys. I just want you, any Oilers fans, to come down my stomping grounds and have a good time. Don't believe the media and, you know, Charles Barkley. You know, Utah's a beautiful place and it's...
Why? What did Chuck say about it?
Born ass city. Salt Lake City, born ass city. No,
that's a great job.
Man, that is a
unreal.
Great
impression. I don't know where Jay should hang out.
No, we don't need to go down that rabbit hole. We do not. But how do you think the reception is going to be? Like, I'm not a big NBA guy, so I don't even know like where the Jazz per se rank in terms of like fan support. But do you think this is a market that's going to get behind an NHL team?
Yeah. I was a little... I know that we've got a fan base there and I knew it was going to be, the support's there, but then you look at the facts, kind of like we was talking about ahead of time. Well, you know, they put out, you know, hey, we're taking deposits for season tickets. Cool. First 2 hours that was live, 6,000 season ticket deposits. Okay. Shit. Cool. Yeah. And it's continued to grow.
Yeah.
Now it's up to almost 23,000.
It was at 22.5 the last time I saw it, which is impressive.
Fit in the arena.
Exactly. That's my fear. Because
Are they oversold?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they've collected too many deposits. Yeah.
Obviously, I don't know anything about this arena, but have you been to it?
It's been a while. I think last time I went was three years ago. I took my folks to called the Frozen Fury.
Sure.
Preseason game there against it was against Vegas and the Kings.
Okay.
And it works. It works, but it's not like home. It's not like
sure. Yeah, yeah.
It's not like our home ice here. You know, there's you know, voids in the corners and stuff, but it was built for basketball, it was built for the Jazz.
Yeah.
It wasn't built for a hockey team. So hopefully he is good to his word, Ryan Smith, and is going to alleviate that. He's going to, you know, upgrade it.
Like upgrade the current arena or do a new
They're
arena.
European. Remember when you'd watch like a World Cup and you'd see like the cars in the corner?
But that's just what they do.
No, like, right. But like, that's kind of what it sounds what like this
they
was.
They just put cars in those blind spots.
Well, remember that's what the Islanders did when they played at Barclays.
Yeah.
They just had like a car parked in the corner. But they are like right now it's 12,000 unobstructed seats in the arena. And I think that Ryan Smith said his plan is to have it up to 17,000 in the next 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So the last couple of times there's been expansion teams, I've always kind of like scoffed at the name right off the bat, you know, the Kraken. I was like, that's probably one of the better ones. But even when as back as far as like the Raptors and the Grizzlies, you were just like, Jesus, what are we doing here?
Well, Jurassic Park was huge.
It was, but this, you know, so I looked at the five trademarked Utah names and two of them, one of them is just the Utah Hockey Club. And the other one is
terrible.
Utah HC, right? Pretty bland, just like the Washington Football Club.
I kind of like it.
Not going to have a name next year?
I don't know.
They may not.
So the next three are the Blizzard, the Fury, and the Venom. Where are those coming from? Like, what is Utah? Does Utah have lots of Blizzards? Like, do they have lots of Fury?
Have you seen a photo? Like,
we are a furious people because of our
the landscape of Utah. Yeah, sorry. In my busy life, I don't sit there and study the landscape of Utah or the weather patterns.
That's your next
or thing. Whether or not gardening, they're furious people.
Topography.
So, yes, my topography. So if you were going to name the Utah Hockey Club right now, what makes sense to you?
Don't pin that on me.
What would you like?
Did add Yeti to the list.
They did add Yeti. Utah
Yeti. Oh my God, what are we doing here?
I think Yeti's cool.
I don't mind Yeti.
You do have a really cool logo.
There's, and correct me if I'm wrong, but like there is a snow culture in Utah. Because the mountains, right? Like sure. Skiing. Like
have you ever driven through the Menita Pass? You know all about blizzards there. Is that Utah or is that Idaho?
What? Idaho.
I don't know. When I drive to Phoenix, you go through this pass and it's like, it's called the Menita Pass or something. And it is.
You would drive through.
The craziest. Oh yeah. We stayed in Utah. It was beautiful.
Then yes, you drive through Utah.
No, I know I drive through Utah, but you also drive through Idaho and I don't remember which one the Menita Pass is.
That pass is up.
But the weather there, it could be beautiful on either side and something about this pass, it could be just like blizzard conditions and it's a crazy place.
Maybe they should be called the Utah.
The Menita Passes. Menita
Passes.
Doesn't flow well.
No.
Okay. So Yetis, but what like, is there any, like, cause Grizzlies was the East Coast team,
which we still have and they will stay the same.
Oh, okay. So they're still there. Okay. I like Grizzlies. But anyways,
I heard someone say Kodiaks, but then that's probably too close to Grizzlies. Close. So you don't want to start messing around with that.
Just different flavors of bear.
Yeah. Just get all the teams of bears.
Yeah.
They could pull
polar bears.
They could pull a Utah Jazz and just do something that has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with Utah. Just pick something. That'd be like if they kept it Coyotes.
There's like a massive underground Jazz scene that we need to hear about.
I don't follow the Jazz a whole lot. So oh, I mean,
whatever.
Sounds like Salt Lake needs a hockey team then.
They have needed a hockey team for decades. I have been screaming about this for decades. People that know me, they know that we need a hockey team.
What's the population of Salt Lake?
You know,
I think it's just over a million, right?
It's pretty good size.
You know where I stayed? I stayed in Penguich. Or Penguich.
Okay, Penguich.
Have you been there before?
Been through it.
It's a beautiful little place. Never stayed there? No. Little log cabins we stayed in.
I'm looking at current Utah, Salt Lake City.
Monuments?
Adjacent sports teams. We got a lot of animals in here. We got Wolverines. We got Grizzlies. We've got Falcons. We've got the Thunderbirds. We've got the Wolverines.
Again?
Again.
ladies and men's makes sense.
Okay, yeah, fair.
The Golden Eagles, that's fun.
I heard that one discussed.
Stallions, the Falcons, the Cougars.
That'd be almost
Red Wolves.
I like a good Thunderbirds. There's no teams called the Thunderbirds in pro sports. Well, that's WHL.
Yeah, but they probably won't want to mess with that. Golden Eagles, and you'd have a great golden rivalry between them and Vegas. Mm. Why not? Why not go that direction?
If you had to name the most famous thing about Utah, what would it be?
Ooh. Soon to be the hockey team.
Yeah, soon to be the hockey team. Unfortunately, right now it'd be the church, but
yeah, that's true. Well, you guys, like, do you get sick of all those jokes? Like all the people who are making names about it, or is it just like whatever?
I look online and I just see all the clowns and their names for the hockey team.
Some are pretty good. I mean,
you get a chuckle,
but there's only so many times you can see the Salt Lake Soakers and not think enough.
I'm kind of at that too. I'm like the people who are still making the joke. I'm like, you know, it's not that funny when you've heard it the 300th time.
Oh Lord, or the Saints, Salt Lake Saints, or
like, I mean, Salt Lake Saints is not a bad name.
No religion. It's,
it'll be Utah though.
I Utah think. Saints.
Yeah, it'll be Salt Lake.
Yeah, Utah Saints and. No.
Yeah, that's not a good name for a hockey.
They should have trademarked the Soakers just so that.
No, because then people wouldn't have shut up about it.
We got the people going.
Well, it keeps it viral, I guess, right? Keeps people talking. Sure. Gets the season tickets rolling. Maybe they get to 50,000 season tickets sold somehow.
It will be cool as well, though. Like most years now, you guys are going to get two Oilers games right in your backyard.
Yeah.
Like how far of a drive is it from where you guys are to the arena?
Hop, skip, and a jump. Oh, yeah. 20 minutes.
Oh, wow. Yes, you're that close.
Oh, wow. We're okay.
That's going to be good living for you.
How do we. There was a time with Delta where we could fly direct to Salt Lake. It used to be a hub for us. Now it's not. How did you guys fly here?
We
through Seattle.
Yeah, we came up through Seattle. Okay. I lay over in Seattle for an hour and a half or so.
It's not that manageable.
No, it's totally manageable. I want to figure out what our angle is.
If we get to it early enough, the easiest by far is just, unfortunately, through that stinkhole Calgary. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Straight up Calgary, and then
yeah, and you know what? Calgary is a great
place to leave.
Yes,
yes,
it's a great place to be
very,
for an hour.
Very small doses inside the airport, mm-hmm.
Unless it's Singapore Sam's. Spend the whole night.
Yep, yeah. It's the only literal reason to be there.
Yep,
Singapore Sam's.
Singapore Sam's.
Okay,
which if you come on a BOA trip one day, we'll enlighten you with that experience.
Is, that is a goal. I think
it's a anyways,
come on a BOA trip.
So, what's pregame right look like tonight? What are you guys doing?
We're probably going to have some drinks.
Yeah, I would expect. I would Greta, hope so. Right?
We're going to see you at Greta.
You'll see us at Greta. You'll see us. Yeah, well, Greta, we're going to be wherever things take us.
Hell yeah.
I love that.
Sounds good.
I love that. There is something about just a playoff game day in Edmonton. Like the sun always feels like it's shining a little bit brighter. You know, like there's like
beautiful day.
There's a lightness about it all.
I got to say on TV, the Winnipeg outdoor event that they had looked awesome. And I was like really envious of the way that just looked, how it was like kind of an alley type situation with cool buildings on either side, lights, and it was packed. Now I know it was a Sunday, so it was like, you know, people are off and stuff, but like on a Monday night, that visual, I love that visual that you get because Toronto always had it. They had their square. It was always packed. Packed the ice district. Packed that place. The
Moss Pit's going to be slammed.
Yeah. Yep. And because on TV, man, that just shows another level. Like people who don't watch hockey that I listen to are envious of playoff hockey, yep. not just for the product on the ice, which is so much different and so much more intense, but the level of excitement that the fans bring inside the building and out, it's exciting. And so I want to see us pack the, what is it called?
The Moss Pit.
Moss Pit. Yeah.
Jeez, Chalmers.
I don't know. I lose track.
Are you new here?
This is year three of the Moss Pit.
I know.
It's also year three of the Oilers taking on the Kings, and I want to do a little playoff conversation, but first we're going to step aside for a quick break.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Cruising along on the Real Life Podcast, and we are happy to talk about the fact that our playoff coverage is presented by our friends at Boston Pizza. Jay's all dripped out in his BP's hoodie.
This thing's a hit.
It is.
People couldn't hear me on the chat or hear me on Owen every day, but they could see me.
Absolutely.
And the chat was saying, this hoodie, what, drips?
Yeah, you got good drip.
I'm dripping.
Johnny Lazarus would say you got good sty.
Sty.
Which I hate.
I don't like
that. I don't like that one.
I don't like it either. My kids say it all the time.
It is like a 12-year-old thing to say.
My son broke his 2-month-old Bauer Hyperlite last night. Nope. And if you know anything about... If you've bought a kid's hockey stick, that's the exact sound you make when one breaks, especially after 2 months. So I was asking him, like, okay, we got to get you another stick. It was in between two games. He's like,
we would.
Just... Dad, can I come pick it? Because I think I want to try something sty. And I'm like, what does that even mean? He's like, I think I want to change it. The power light's just not, the hyper light's just not a sty. I'm like, oh my God. So we wanted this FT6, sold out everywhere. Like the CCM FT6. I ran around the city and he still didn't get a stick. Still don't have one.
Played with that one?
There, no, he had it. He had an extra backup, but one of his friends let him use their FT6. My point being, the hockey stick struggle for kids right now in this time of the month, this time of the year, it's real and it's expensive.
Gone are the days of the $10 wood stick. Eh?
No. They show up with anything under $200 and they're getting put on the third line. No,
I got my trusty Easton aluminum.
Oh, which color?
Black.
Black. I had nice a black
silver.
One too.
I had a black and silver.
I had a gold one too. Oh, those are nice. Break the blade on those. And what do?
You know who got the finest sticks anytime he wanted and turned out to be a superstar NHLer.
No.
Jack Hyman.
Yes, he did.
So if you want your kid to make the NHL, buy him everything he needs.
Everything.
That's what's going to do it.
Yep. Exactly right.
All right. I got an opening question from our friends at Boston Pizza. It's been 30 years since a Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup. And for some teams, a lot longer. What would it take for Canadian hockey fans to set aside their differences and work together to end this drought? Is there any one of the other four Canadian or of the other three Canadian playoff teams who you maybe have a bit of a soft spot for? Like for me,
no.
I hate them when we play them and I hate the team, but I have a soft spot for the fan base in Winnipeg.
I'm with you.
And if
there are people,
if it's not going to be the Oilers this year, the people of Winnipeg getting to the big dance would be something I'm all right with.
I would just be less mad. I'll still be mad.
Yeah.
Cause people always ask me it's all they ask. It's the only question they ever ask me is, would you rather Team Canada win gold at the Olympics? Or the Oilers win Stanley.
Oilers.
Yeah. Oilers.
Or Team Canada have any success in hockey.
It doesn't matter.
Oilers. Exactly. It is Oilers, Oilers, Oilers.
Listen, I love Boston Pizza. I would go for a spicy pierogi right now.
Mm-hmm.
Elite pizza. Bandera pizza bread. Give it to me.
Wing Wednesday.
But the answer is no.
The answer is very much no. We talked about this on Saturday Night Chair, and you brought up this Winnipeg thing, and we talked about Vancouver, how they ruined it with their playoff drive like 5, 6, 7 years ago. I don't remember time, but just the fan base and how they all acted and the way that I just hate that team. Toronto, no. Winnipeg, they have a soft spot, but they've broken our fucking hearts before, and I just don't forget that. And I'm just not, I just can't forget. And so maybe if somehow they make it and we're not there, will I be not as mad if they win it and then we can stop hearing Americans talk about how we've never won a cup here? Yes. But if like, I don't know. If they don't, I'm not going to be heartbroken about it. I can't.
I'm stressed out.
Yes, they do it.
I'm stressed out that I just want the team that brings the cup back to Canada to be Edmonton, and then Then I can live with someone.
Yeah. Listen, I'm good with 70% of most rosters being Canadian players. I'm good with it. Edmonton or no one. Sorry, Boston Pizza.
Where do you guys come out?
Subscribe.
But I will go and enjoy, because one thing they do serve in Chalmers will test is a crispy, crispy beer.
Sub-zero.
I need one right now.
Sub-zero tap.
Same.
With the coldest.
In a massive.
Mugs vessel. In the world.
Yeah, team pitcher, BPs. We can debate this. The answer is still no. I will just enjoy a half a pitcher of beer myself.
Do you know why I always say yes when my kids demand we go to Boston Pizza? Because they absolutely love the place. I'll always say yes, even if we've eaten it 10 times in a week, because of how crispy those pints are. Like, they're
makes it easier for you.
Oh man. It's like, I start to look forward to it as much as they look forward to bugs and dirt or whatever it's called.
And I was going to be real worms excited.
Oh, I love the Brut.
I'm a big Brut guy.
And you get hot sauce and like, I don't know if you can tell, like, don't let the hoodie fool you. I actually really like BPs.
I love BPs.
And you put hot sauce in with the Brut sauce, elite. But I'm now, as Crawford's getting older, we're dining out more. And that is BPs is elite.
It's
to take your kid to go eat.
Yep. It's the same every time. It's perfect.
And then you sneak in a cheeky beer and it's crisp and cold. This is the last time we went. Now we're talking to take Crawford out more. I got a crispy one and my girlfriend's like, that looks cold. Let me have a sip. And then she had a sip. She's like, I need one too.
Yep.
Have to. See, you're basically replacing Lionel right now is what you're doing.
Yeah.
It was actually Amber that said it'd go great with the BP's hoodie if they would have sent us a Lionel head and we could have had someone rock that.
Fantastic. Or just like a cutout of Lionel.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
BBs, if you're listening.
I got that for the fellas.
You got Sty right now. Yeah, it can't be understated to the deal they have for kids where you buy a card for $5 and you get 5 free kids meals.
Yeah.
It's like the best deal on earth. Isn't it? I think it's like a
donation too, right?
Like, and it's a donation to kids sport.
BPs is legit.
Yeah.
Anyways, you know, boys, make sure you hit up BPs while you're here.
Go into the lounge, a couple of spins with the boys, a Windicate pregame. Oh,
we did that? Yeah, we buried the lead. Hey, you guys know they have VLTs there? Hello.
Pre-game Windicate with the fellas? Come on.
That's on the lounge side.
Yeah. Okay, how are we feeling? Round 3 against the LA Kings. My thing is a lot of people keep saying like, oh, the Kings team's different. They got a lot of different players this year. Goaltending's different. Pierre-Luc Dubois is here. My thing is like Edmonton's also different.
We're very different.
Well, people always say third time's a charm. And I'm telling you why and what the proper application for a third time a charm is. A charm is, we will finally win game one against the Kings.
Ah,
that's the third time is a charm.
Love it.
For God's sakes.
Just don't take them easy.
Yep.
I think we've learned enough. I think Connor is, we always talk about Connor being pissed and Connor being super determined, but I think he's pissed and man, do I think he's determined.
All business.
Spicy Connor.
Love spicy Connor.
Yeah. Yes.
I think that the pieces that they added are going to make the biggest difference. I honestly think that this is a time when like Corey Perry could make an absolute difference. I really, really believe in him. I've just believed in the way that he's like performed. I believe in the worm right now. And I've always liked him from afar, but when you hate him, I did. Like he's just one of those players.
With a respect nucleus.
Totally.
Inside of it.
Like one of those, God, I hate that guy, but I would just love him on my team. And now he's on our team. And you guys all talked about the Fernando Pisani, which who's going to be the Fernando Pisani. We talk about it every year. It's Corey Perry. Plus there's other guys that are just stepping up. And like, I think Fogle, I think Holloway's going to play well. I think McLeod's going to play well. I think this is the most well-rounded team we've had going into the playoffs.
I also don't trust Elvis.
Kane is...
By the way, could we not have LTIR'd him at the deadline?
Yeah.
What is that?
You know Vegas would have. That's the only thing. Like,
what is that?
Just you like play
the game.
Play within the rules. Play the game. Vegas playing the game. Play the game. That's $5 million. We could have done anything with that.
What's our Evander Kane news today? I saw a ticker, but I didn't read it.
He came out and said that he's been dealing with a sports hernia issue. And
why did he say that now?
What, you never disclose your injury.
Yeah, never disclose your injury is number one. Two, as Gregor pointed out in the game notes, read them at OilersNation.com. He did it in the same scrum where he talked about his lack of minutes again. And also, we're like 3 weeks removed from him getting sat down for a maintenance day against the Senators, coming out and being like, no, I feel fine. Nothing's wrong. But now he's saying he has a sports hernia injury that's been lingering all year. Why didn't you just say that after the Ottawa game and not have it be a storyline? He's frustrated.
Why are you putting yourself before the team at this exact moment of the season? This is when you should buy into team 100% and do everything in your power to not make it about yourself.
Well, and some people are like, no, he's doing this on purpose.
He's motivating himself.
He's motivating himself, or he's taking all the spotlight off McDavid and Draisaitl. He's dominating the headlines, so no one's talking. No, he's not. Come on. Like, that Evander Kane's never been a guy to do that. He's a guy who goes and likes to talk about himself in the media. So anyways, I was disappointed to hear him say what he did, and he's down on the fourth line. So I think that maybe tells you a little bit about how Chris Knobloch feels about the situation.
Henrik Lundqvist came out with his best goaltenders list.
Skinner
number 3.
Ooh.
Yep. Who do you have number 1 too?
Hellebuck was Pickard. 1. And Shesterkin, I think, was 2.
You know what we got to find when we're in LA? If he's cruising the concourse, we got to find Ryan Fanti.
We do.
Get That'd another be great photo. To get
a picture of them.
Oh,
people were trying to make
Fanti hunt.
People were trying to make a deal of Fanti getting the call up to be the emergency third goalie over Campbell. But like, why?
Yeah, Condors are going in the playoffs.
Yeah,
this is good development for Rodrigue.
It's like when they, good development for Rodrigue. Keep the veteran down there in Campbell in case you need him. And it's like the same reason why right now they put Ernie back and stuff, because you don't just want Bakersfield to be like dressing nine forwards for playoff games.
Yeah.
Don't want to totally screw them over. So that's a non-issue that I know people were talking about.
It's the third goalie. Like, if he plays, shit's happened and we're in trouble.
So we're on Fanti quest when we get to LA.
Yeah, Fanti watch is on. I just need to learn what he looks like.
Yes, we're going to have to do a little research.
And then I'm hunting.
Do a little recon.
He's huge, though. Like, I think he's hard to miss.
Huge man in a suit.
I could be goat.
Well, he's not wearing a suit.
Well, he'll put on a suit.
He dresses up nice.
We can pretend he's Ryan Fanti.
Yeah.
All the Fanti.
Get me there. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Makes sense also. Playoffs, Fanti, goal, fight. Mm-hmm. Both things you others need. Come on.
Chalmers gave some love to Fogel and talked about, you know, the old age-old Pisani question outside of the big guns. So we'll say McDavid, Nuge, Hyman, Draisaitl. Who are you guys excited to see make an impact? Like, I am all in on this being the welcome party for Dylan Holloway. Coming out party for Dylan Holloway, so I don't want to say.
I'm gonna ride that one too. Same. I just
love him so much.
He's really forcing the issue, and if he puts it together, he's got all the tools. If he can put it together with playoff discipline, he could be a factor. And I really, really, really love that third line.
I do too.
You got Corey Perry. Like I said, Holloway can hit. Mm-hmm. And he is fast and he can run through guys. And when you got Corey Perry there to kind of clean up the mess, or someone that's not so happy to kind of make him feel a little bit better to continue doing what he's doing, that just opens up space. You know who needs space? Perimeter boy, Ryan McLeod. Give him space. He'll buzz around everyone. Corey Perry also will clean up the mess in front of the net. And then Holloway, he'll just be there. Perry will also find him the puck because he's a smart hockey player. And Holloway will give himself chances to score. I just like all the elements that present themselves with that line.
To be a little different, I'm going to Adam Henrique. He's so
quietly, I like that a lot.
At so many things that I just see him coming up with some huge goals in this run.
Well, and especially if he's riding shotgun with 97, and he's what I like about him too is he just goes to the net.
Yep.
He's not flashy at all, and he doesn't try to be. He's like, I'm just going to go to the net.
I think that's what's different about this lineup. When I look at it, there's Henrique. There's also
well done.
On dailyfaceoff.com.
Website.
Sam Carrick could even be a guy. Like, there's so many guys we wouldn't be surprised if they became an unsung hero of a game, a round, or the whole playoffs.
Yep.
That's exciting.
Yep.
There's not a lot of holes offensively. And we always have talked about second to our goaltending, which we have shored up, and we will not discuss goaltending right now because it is the best we've seen for us. The holes were in our bottom six. That just doesn't seem to exist as much right now, to my opinion. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting.
Your opinion sounds
defense
greasy.
Defense no playing the best they've ever played. Two guys that set, you know, a play like regular season point total for themselves. Mm-hmm. Guy who's in consideration for the Norris. Like, I don't know. It's
so no salary cap in the playoffs. Shout out Vegas Golden Knights. Darnell Nurse is your second pairing defenseman.
Yep.
That is great.
If he plays well, I think we saw since Paul Coffey took over 2 months where he was really, really damn good, and kind of now 2 months where he's been fighting it a little bit. So I think if you're listing like X factors, things that'll, you know, really change the Oilers' chances during not just the series against LA, but hopefully and potentially an entire playoff run, Darnell Nurse being high-end Darnell Nurse and playing to the best of his abilities, that is pretty far up there on the list. It's right up there with goaltending and depth scoring, because if him and Cody Ceci are a black hole, it gets a lot tougher to shut down a Kings lineup that is actually pretty deep, I think. Mm-hmm. If Nurse and Ceci are, if Nurse is playing great hockey and carrying Ceci along with him, then all of a sudden it changes the way you can attack teams and shut them down.
I just want to see the Oilers, like, I think with game ones in the playoffs, what I've always noticed to be the trend is we come out, we're in front of our home crowd, we come out sleeping, right? Like it's slow, it's not that high, and they come out and they put their pedal to the metal for that first game. And then they start to fade a little bit, right? That's what we've seen in the past. It would be really nice to see a first period today where the Oilers just dominate it. The shots are like 12-5 for us. It's 1-0 after it, but we look more engaged, more explosive.
Yeah.
That would be the one thing I will be looking for right when the game starts.
The thing that excites me, and I said it on ONE every day, but no one can hear me, so I'm going to repeat myself, is the fact that Henrique is now going to be in that top line and push Nuge to the second line with Dry. Like, that just makes that the second line with Dry is already great, but the fact that Nuge is there with Dry just makes that second line even more of a threat. It means for matchups, if David takes on the tougher competition, especially on the road, like that line can be a little bit more free to like it with Fogle being hot.
Yeah.
Fogle hopefully can be physical as well. Cerebral Nuge and just play off Dry. That line can like we already knew it was going to be a factor, but it could be a real factor.
Yep.
Now that Nuge is on it.
Yeah. So again, the conversation shifts back to Warren Fogle and it. You kind of start to notice how important he can be, because what he does, like he might lead the Oilers in breakaways per 60.
For sure,
and
he does.
And now finally he's scoring on more than 0% of them, which is fantastic.
Yeah, but like the right time,
he forces the other team's defensemen to have to come back a little quicker.
Yeah.
And always keep an eye on that. And when he forechecks as hard as he does, he forces the other team's defensemen to be right below the goal line immediately. And we know Cerebral Nuge, the way Draisaitl likes to play, when there's space for him in the offensive zone, that's where they do their damage. That's why I think Fogle's such a damn good
fit up there. We call him deceptively fast, because he doesn't. He's very fast, but like you don't think he's fast. And then you see him with the puck and you're like, he's flying. Like
we always make the joke, like there's once every three games, Warren Fogle will rush up the ice and he'll be like, here we go, Connor.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, oh shit, that's 37. Yeah.
Totally.
So anyways,
I just hope his mindset is not, oh, I'm goal scorer Fogle now. You're Johnny lunch pail, work your butt off Fogle.
I think
his goals will come.
He's still contract year mode.
Yeah. Contract year Fogle.
Yeah.
Playoff goals. Mm-hmm. A little extra on the,
you want to make 5x5.
Yeah.
This is where you do it.
Yep.
Yep.
Not with us, but this is where you do it.
Earn it with us. And then we'll happily send you somewhere else. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, I want to talk about playoff traditions. We hinted at the Moss Pit earlier on. Is there anything that stands out for you guys? Or like I was sitting watching like Panthers fans the other day were doing their thing. They're chucking the rats on the ice. And I thought that was cool.
I found that to be cool too, because
the bird of beef.
My sons they're really into the hockey right now, like really into everything, not just Oilers. And my son was like, I want they always ask me, who would you like to see win this series? Right. Tampa, Florida, Caps, Rangers, you know, they ask me what I think. And my heart's kind of with Florida. I really like that story. I like that team and I'm sick of the Lightning, but my one son just said, I just like it because of the rats. So I love being able to bring something more to it. Do you know why they have rats? And he's like, no.
Goes back a
while. So I get to tell him and we get to 90s. We get to just like search YouTube for like a 2.5 minute video that explains Scott Mellenby and the rats. I love that tradition. Did you show them
some of those old ones where like the rats would rain down for
rain down. Yeah. Yeah. No, I showed him just the video that basically explained that Scott Mellenby killed a rat in the dressing room, blah, blah, blah. And that it became a tradition. And I love giving them that knowledge of like the things that happened and why, because the look in their eye is just like, I literally just thought they had rats, you know, like it's cool to them and it gets them more invested. And so that was a very, I think Florida right now in the East is my team that I want to make it to the Cup final.
I remember years ago with our ECHL team, the Grizzlies, I remember smuggling in trout. Little bro remembers this, smuggling in trout. Cause then when they'd score, chucking trout on the ice and they just rain down. Just trout.
So that was a thing. Like,
that was a thing.
Oh, sweet.
Went to our local grocery store and
you have to double wrap that thing like you're going through the airport with drugs because you don't want to smell trout.
Wrapped it up really good and
one and done.
She chucked them in her purse.
Coffee beans. I heard that works. Wouldn't know. Jesus. Never done a one and done.
I was wondering if so like sneaking a trout in or sneaking the octopus in Detroit.
Heard from a friend, right? Heard from a friend.
Well, imagine you could throw like a big 1,000-pound sturgeon out of the North Saskatchewan on there. Easy to
get a team or running down the stairs together, just, like a port in a coffin.
Like what like we do Alberta beef.
I was going to say like
something to do with the river. So some kind of fish out of the river.
Is there something you wish the Oilers maybe did?
Just oil spill all over the ice.
5W empty cans of 5W-30.
Yeah. Just, we're all chucking them.
As long as they're empty. So once you've got
green onion cakes, very Edmonton. We all go to Oodle Noodle. We're chucking green onion cakes.
Onion cakes and Donair.
I just want to throw chucks of Donair on the ice.
Actually, Oodle Noodle should set up a stand and give away.
Yeah.
Frozen green onion.
But like cakes. Green onion cake, paper frisbees, and then we all chuck them out there. It's very Edmontonian.
Very Edmontonian.
Oh. That was 2006. We chucked steaks. We
bring Why not?
We had to retaliate against the octopus and the octopi.
Yeah, I
do. Can't be throwing steaks these days. Those things are too expensive.
No groceries are being
No.
Like we do our anthems are pretty famous, I'd say, in the hockey world, right?
If the PA turns off. Yeah.
If the PA turns off. Which
did we do that on the road too somewhere? What did we do on the road?
San Jose, wasn't it?
Something like that.
It happened on the road recently, didn't it?
For the Oilers?
Probably Phoenix.
I feel like I was a part of one
Phoenix.
Somewhere.
Yeah, maybe Phoenix.
Was it Phoenix?
It was Mullet Arena. We sang the national anthem very loud.
Because it cut out, right?
No, it didn't actually cut out.
We were somewhere and it cut out.
There was one here where Brett Kissel's mic cut out.
No, I know, but I was part of one somewhere. Okay, I got to go into the
LA. Defense. Well, you went to LA last year.
LA?
Don't go down the I-16. It's going to be jammed. It's going to be jammed.
I'm going to LA on Thursday.
Yeah, I'll take a left on San Bernardino.
Are we staying in the same place we did last year?
No.
We're at a different place.
We're closer to the arena.
Yeah. Oh, we're not seeing at the par three place?
But we should go there on the day off.
Yeah, for funsies.
It's too, because with the amount of stuff we have to log, if I were doing live shows.
So we're not doing Thursday? When do you guys leave?
Thursday.
Woo! Looks like I'm not coming in.
No, you do not have to come in on Thursday because we'll be gone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're late real life.
Well, feel free to put that on the group text.
Because we get to LA probably around 7.
I get in at 9. We're on different flights because of flight again.
We get in before you to LA?
Yeah, like 2 hours.
Oh, I thought your layover was just shorter.
Hey, the three of us over here are really interested in your guys' LA trip plans. And your
I forgot this was the Chris Traumer
show. The logistic nuts. Go little bro over here too. Just can't wait to hear when your flight gets into LA. And then what cab you're going to take and what hotel you're staying at.
Well, to be fair, stay tuned to Oilers Nation socials. We will be doing live pregame shows on both game days leading up to pregame with Boardsy. We're just working on the final logistics with a bar partner that's really close to crypto.com. So if you're going to be down in LA or you're from LA and an Oilers fan or from Utah and an Oilers fan are coming to LA,
God damn it.
Check us out on social. Check us out on social. Come and join us for pregame. We'll start early. Plenty of time to go to the rink after and bask in all the craziness.
It's going
to
be jammed.
So jammed.
How long would it take you to drive to LA from Utah?
Oh, 8 to 10 hours. Yeah.
That's not bad. That's like me driving a Moose Jaw slow.
Slow. Yeah.
Well, because, you know, it's 7.5. So if I took my time.
You guys are obviously going to games 1 and 2, right? You guys being the Utah boys?
Game 1. Going to game 1. Game 2, probably just at the...
Hang with us.
Find a bar.
You boys.
Love it.
I love that. I love hearing that. So. Late starts, 8 o'clock, both. And then I think it's 8:30 Mountain when the Oilers are on the road.
Yeah. Gregor, I think, confirmed like 8:52 puck drop or something.
Oh, because there'll be TNT broadcast down south.
Yeah, it's gross.
That is gnarly. At least, though, it's a Friday on the 1.
Friday.
Friday, indeed. You guys been paying attention to any other series that got going this week?
The Leafs get stomped on Saturday.
Yeah, I watched a bit of
wasn't that.
That
beautiful?
Watched a bit of the Jets. Jets.
I've been betting on the Leafs, so I was kind of pissed. I should probably.
How did you do that?
No, I should Willie. Probably stop.
They have no Willie.
I thought that Jets Colorado game was one of the better hockey games I've seen in a long time.
That thing was electric.
Yeah. There was, I think, what was it?
It's the 13 goals.
Second or third period was probably one of the most fun periods of hockey. I thought Colorado looked dead, you know, beginning of the third. They didn't look great, but then they came back and a couple power plays. And when you think they're out of it, and all of a sudden 7-6, and yeah, it was exciting. That was a good, I think that's going to be a really good series. Another one of those ones where if you're going to meet them in the conference final, beat each other up right now.
Yeah.
Kick the shit out of each other. I did not watch 1 second of the Predators Canucks game. Couldn't even tell you what happened to that.
Because it was late on a Sunday.
Yeah. Don't even know if that was a hard fought game or if it was
I think
boring or
run for the money.
It was 2-1 and then the Canucks scored 2 goals in 12 seconds in the final 10 minutes
Demko
of the third.
Was a factor. I think.
Demko made a crazy save early in that
I don't
game.
Think you're going to find more than 10 people around here that give it two squirts about the Hurricanes Islanders series, but the Capitals Rangers is interesting.
I think the Rangers are
feisty. I do too, but it's feisty. Like it's getting tough. You know, Rempy's running around getting a goal. Somebody said a commentator that was like, oh, you know, you just got to get Tom Wilson and Rempy to fight. But I don't think Wilson would want that fight. And I'm thinking Rempy looks like a baby, man. Like Tom Wilson's one of the toughest guys in the NHL.
Wilson's not afraid.
No, and that's what I thought. Wilson's not afraid, but is Rempy really this like heavyweight that we just
trade off for Washington?
Yeah, that is a bad trade off.
Terrible. Yeah.
I think we see a tilt in Oilers Kings and who's most likely to drop him.
Sam Carrick.
England.
Oh, Carrick will get going. Yeah.
Carrick and
I can see the Worm getting after it.
The Worm. Yeah. Worm. But I think England's the guy.
I see the Worm just doing what he does and agitating.
He's going to be full.
Like relentless.
Full. Because like mode. I wrote yesterday why you should hate the LA Kings for OilersNation.com. Tyler guest appearance with the rat list. Who's the names you gave me in terms of like who deserves to get dummied? Blake Lizotte does, but he's not going to fight anybody.
I hate Blake Lizotte so much. I think I hate him more than I hate Mikey Anderson. But I had Lizotte and Anderson at the top. Doughty gets on the list as well because he's a bit of a rat. And then the other two I had Dubois and Deneau. I don't know if I missed anybody.
Lewis, not really a rat.
Lewis isn't that much of like a rat. He's just like he plays hard.
He's just an Oilers killer somehow. He always seems to get goals.
He does.
Yeah, he works hard. He's a playoff guy.
Born in Utah.
Oh, really?
Utah.
Deneau's not really known to fight, but he's a rat, eh? Like, yeah. He's not going to go anybody.
Well, it's playoffs, so like
Victor Arvidsson's another one. He likes to dive around a lot. And
he loves
to dive. Remember we were at that game where he like looked like he got shot from the second row last year, flew across the ice.
Oh my God, like went down the tunnel. It was like, oh my God, is this going to be a 5-minute major?
He's back out on the power play.
Yeah, he played the second shift of the power play. He's a rat. I missed him. He's definitely a rat. God, I hate the Kings. And these games, like if the Oilers don't get their offense rolling, they're just the most boring games imaginable.
But, well, that's how you beat the Kings. You got to crack the
1-3-1, a little chip and chase.
Yeah, got to crack that neutral zone.
Got to crack that boring seal.
Mm-hmm. Little chip and chase around the 1-3-1.
Mm-hmm. Don't even let them get it set up. That's what the Oilers did in the last game. They were talking about that.
Well, that's where speed kills.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of speed.
Yep. Well, off the rush. Big time. Mm-hmm. We can put that together.
And just shell dad. Dad bot.
Yeah, sorry, Talbot.
Twins are older now, so he's probably getting better night's sleep. So that's frustrating.
Tough. Look, it's been a nice resurgence, but it cute. Ends now. It's cute. Yeah, it's cute.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's cute. Utah boys, go, little bro. Thanks for hopping on. This was a lot of fun.
Hey, thanks for having us. Thank you for the invite.
Enjoy the game tonight. What seats do you have? You're not by the penalty box again by any chance, are you? I was going to say.
No, I was hoping.
Yeah. Right behind the Kings. What
section are
you in? 104. Oh, here's the lower bowl. You fancy pants. I'm up in 202.
Treat yourself.
As you just say, you come all the way up here?
Yeah. No, it's, yeah. Yeah.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it.
This and Nation Vacation are big, you know, vacations for the year. So,
well, I love it.
We got to talk about that. Like, we've talked about the impact that Goat and Little Bro have on Nation Vacations when they come and join us. They do all these selfless things and generous things like making these awesome medallions, but also just they're such a good vibe addition to this. So, come and join us on a Nation Vacation. We're going to go to their hometown. We're going to their hometown. I can't wait for the schedule to come out.
Wait.
But we got to go. You got to go to Salt Lake City.
When the boys have traveled to Phoenix and numerous else places, well, sometimes you just got to bring the party to them.
You got to bring the party to them, and it'll be a unique experience for us Hawkmans because it's a new market.
Question. Let's say the schedule gods are kind to us. Is there a way we could do a game and a little ski day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that'd that be for fun. A nation vacation. A little ski day and an Oilers game.
What more annoying to take on vacation, golf clubs or skis?
I think you could just.
What would you prefer to rent? Skis or golf clubs?
Oh, skis.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would not want to rent golf just clubs. I'd rather not even play.
Pack your boots.
Yeah.
Rent the skis.
Smart. Makes sense.
Because no check baggage on Nation Vacation. That is the only rule.
That's right.
Unless it's audio equipment.
That's right.
Then we can just smuggle that.
We do not smuggle anything.
Tyler at the waiting to collect while we leave.
You guys go get a beer. I'll meet up with you. I'll catch up later. All right.
Or while we're waiting to collect luggage, Tyler just Fs off to get a coffee anyways, even though he's had his luggage for an hour and then makes us wait for another.
That's right. I can show up with a cooler full of beer when you get off the plane.
Hello.
I think about that often.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
If you don't know, we show up to Vegas for a nation vacation. We're all checking in, and they're the boys, the cooler of fresh ones. It's exactly what we
need. The check-in lineup, because that's sometimes that can be a slow-moving experience.
Oh, yeah.
You got to stay refreshed when you're waiting to check in.
Oh, man, that was clutch.
Fantastic.
All right, gents, enjoy game one tonight down at Rogers Place. Everybody else, you as well.
Good luck to all of us.
Good luck. Playoffs begin tonight. We'll be back Thursday from Los Angeles. Chat with you then.
Let's go.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.